From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Across the nation, private universities have had a good year on the gridiron. Notre Dame's football team is back on top. Stanford is riding high. Duke is going to its first bowl game since 1995. And Vanderbilt University in Nashville is now going to a bowl game for the second year in a row. For Vanderbilt, that is the athletic stratosphere, as Blake Farmer reports from member station WPLN.
There's nobody more jacked up on campus than Mr. Football himself, Nick Zeppos, also known as the school's chancellor.
And I think it's amazing to see these great universities with Nobel Prize winners, Marshall Scholars, Rhodes Scholars, and then they suit up, they lace it up for a big bowl game.
Vanderbilt has long been the doormat of the Southeastern Conference. The dominant SEC has produced the national champion for the past 6 years. The one time ESPN game day rolled into town, the hosts joined the ribbing.
A campus of high achievers and low expectations in football.
But the Vanderbilt Commodores are learning a different tune. Fans packed the Student Center to celebrate this week's announcement. For the first time, the team is going to a bowl game in back-to-back years. Lucy Hovius is a long-suffering season ticket holder.
We find the most creative ways to lose games you can ever imagine. It's really been fun. We're now finding creative ways to win games.
Vanderbilt had a slow start, but closed out the season with its longest win streak in more than 50 years. The Commodores still only sold out half their home games, even with the smallest stadium in the SEC, but senior David Schumann sees improvement.
There were like times, freshman, sophomore year, where I would be at the game, like, and there's probably maybe 50 students in the stands, and I'm looking around, I'm like, there's no way that this team is ever going to be good, but obviously this guy up there, James Franklin, he's been killing it.
That's Vanderbilt's charismatic coach. The administration certainly likes the guy. They announced a contract extension for Franklin, who was already estimated to be making $3 million a year. Other teams are interested in his talents. He makes people believe Vanderbilt really could beat Alabama or Florida one day. On campus, he visits the fraternity houses to help fill the stands, and he allows himself to get choked up before fans.
I sit here and I think about when we arrived here 2 years ago, the feeling that surrounded the program. That's why I get so emotional.
Franklin has completely turned around the school's recruiting. Instead of making excuses about Vanderbilt's comparative rigor, Franklin uses academics as a selling point. And the pitch is working, with verbal commitments from some of the nation's top prospects, like defensive tackle Jay Woods of Georgia, who talked to ESPN.
I feel like you're getting a prestigious education at Vanderbilt. And then you play SEC football.
Vanderbilt still lags the SEC in many respects. The school is preparing to spend lavishly on new practice facilities. Athletics director David Williams says he's all in and that the spending is paying off.
I was at a dinner the other night, and it was a lot of high-class people. They had great jobs and have done great careers, but they loved the fact that we beat Tennessee.
The lopsided in-state rivalry went Vanderbilt's way, winning at home for the first time in 30 years. The problem now is making sure there's enough room on the bandwagon as fans come out of the woodwork. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.